Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are here for the bathroom break. It's Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That podcast. I'm here with Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials, the greatest podcast in the world. And here we are right on the start of this new year. So Daniel, you're living in a new city. Are you going to go out for New Year's Eve and just rage at the biggest club in Miami? Is that your plan?
No, my plan is probably like order Chinese food and fall asleep at like 10 p.m.
Wow.
I think New Year's Eve is one of the biggest letdown holidays ever. Like I've only probably had one good New Year's Eve ever. And I don't know. It always is so much hype and it always is a big letdown.
Well, there you go. So you can call Daniel, call him at 10:01 and wish him a happy New Year, because you won't catch him after that. Yeah. And you will never catch me counting down the ball to Ryan Seacrest. Not because I don't like Ryan Seacrest, but I'm sleeping. I'm a few hours deep in my sleep. Anyway, so let's talk about it. There is a mindset that people have, whether you're marketing to business professionals, you're marketing to consumers, it's important to get in the mindset of who you're marketing to the first few weeks of the year. So what can we share with everybody about tactics related to the mindset of people starting out the year?
Yeah, I want to just like talk about the mindset for it. Right now, people are in the starting habit mindset. So the negative of that is that people will start deleting subscriptions. So subscriptions might start going down on that. They might delete emails. So your unsubscribe rate will be at an all-time high because people would want to go to inbox zero, or they want, that's part of their New Year's resolution. But the positive is people are starting to form new habits, and you could be a part of those habits. So one thing I would say is that people, one of the things in B2B is people want to up their education and learn. So this is your time to be doubling down on your most educational pieces of the year, should be in the first couple weeks of the year, because people want to consume, whether it's a podcast, a newsletter or stuff. Give your best at the beginning of the year. One, because people are starting new habits, but two is they're craving education right now. So do that, because they're trying to either get a promotion or they're trying to get better at their job or learn a new skill. So double down on that. What is something you got?
Yeah. And I think that's really important. What you said is providing the education, because right now, first of all, on the consumer side, nobody has any money. They just spent all their money. The last thing they care about is spending more money with you. And on the business side, nobody's ready to go in your pipeline and become a really good prospect. What they want is this new year, new you thing, which I hate that saying, but that's what they're looking for. So on the consumer side, you want to provide that content, you know, 7 tips to a healthier lifestyle, 5 things to update your fashions for the new year, right? On the business side, it's that free stuff. It's, what is the outlook? What are the trends? What are the forecasts for the year? Give the people as good of a content as you possibly can. And on social, people make the mistake of, oh, nobody's around, nobody's paying attention, I'm not going to share on social. This is the time of year that people find the new people they want to follow, that everyone's putting out their list. These are the 10 people I love following the most. Everybody's looking for the new thing because this is the year that they're going to do it. But on the flip side, don't get nervous. Sometimes your metrics go in the toilet to start the year. The first 2 weeks of January, historically, your click-through rates, for example, on your email and on your social content will actually be significantly lower than normal, because everyone's just focused on getting the year going. So you need to be putting out more content, but don't be discouraged by the lack of performance of some of your content.
Yeah, the goal is just to stay top of mind during this time period.
Yeah.
To be honest, I actually think people say don't post on holidays, don't send on holidays. I think low-key people are on their phones more on holidays. So if you're going to send the email or going to put another social post up, you will get attention because, one, a lot of people are not doing it. So there is arbitrage there to do more things. But at the same time, you also as a marketer want to continue your habits too. So just keep that your continuous habits, because that's also the biggest thing that also happens to marketers right now, is they will say, I'm going to start a newsletter in 2025. I'm going to start a podcast. They start a podcast. They do the first 2 months. They do 5-10 podcasts. Then the podcast, it doesn't work anymore. So they stop doing it, or that habit's gone. So if you are going to commit to a habit as a marketer, make sure you have a year plan for this, not just the first 2 months.
Totally. And the other thing, you know, because engagement could be a little bit lower on, for example, social posts, it's a great time to kind of get on the radar of top creators or influencers that you actually want to connect with on a one-to-one level, because they're not getting as many comments and reposts and whatever as they normally do. So if you are intentional during the holiday period and there's a set of creators or influencers that you want to get on their radar, comment and like their posts and send them a DM, they're much more likely to see it now and have the time to react to it. And you could build those relationships during this few weeks that otherwise is very, very hard to do. So it's a very unique time of the year. And I think you need to be intentional about what you're doing and not just be like, oh, it's the holidays. Who cares?
Yeah. And I think what you said, I think the biggest thing takeaway that I have is this, is you have to try as hard as you can to attach to someone's habit that they're forming right now. And content's one of the best ways to attach to a habit. For example, my podcast, January and February, I see the highest downloads. Like for the last 3 years, those months have been the highest downloads. And what we're saying, and that's why we're saying it from, I'm saying it from experience. I know that people are here. I'm going to learn in 25. So they start listen to all the marketing podcasts that they can. So your downloads go up, but then they start tanking in the middle of the year after, not tanking, but there's a sharp decline after February, I've noticed. So people are craving new stuff at the beginning of the year. So if you can deliver on that and become a part of a habit, you're going to be set for 2025.
So let me ask a very important question to wrap up here. How many days after New Year's is it acceptable to still say Happy New Year? Like if it is January 11th, will you still wish somebody a Happy New Year, or is that just too late?
I think it depends on the relationship with the person you have. I think it's not acceptable in your sales reach out halfway through the month to start saying, oh, Happy New Year again. Like, I think you have a week to say that to someone. And I, and the reason I say that is because everybody's going to say Happy New Year and they reach out. So if you want to stand up, just stop saying Happy New Year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But what about you? How long after you say Happy New Year?
Well, first of all, I don't want to say Happy New Year to anybody because I'd prefer not to see anybody, but I cut it off pretty fast. Because I think it's out of control. I mean, January 3rd, I think we're done. I think we're moving on. Enough with this already. Happy Valentine's Day. Let's move on. Let's get on to the next thing. So I'm pretty rough when it comes to all that. And this episode was probably pretty rough for people to listen to. But anyway, we appreciate everybody listening today. Check out Daniel's podcast, The Marketing Millennials. I love the show. Listen every single week. Leave him a review. And you can check out mine too. Why not do this, not that? Daniel, anything else before we wrap up?
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No matter, even if it's February and you're listening to this, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.